You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win is 2-1. Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win 8-1. Little doubt, Lee, I know you just had a little pop at Everton there. There's little doubt they've got an incredibly talented team, but league position at the moment doesn't reflect that. Only 28 points and in the bottom half of the table currently. And they're only 4 points ahead of Chelsea. I mean, everyone's been negative about Chelsea's performances throughout the season, and rightly so, but they're not that far ahead of them.
No. No, and so I think that is Everton's problem, though, isn't it? I think if the draws are an issue for them, you know, and we know the defence is a problem, you know, for the manager, and it always has been, may always be. But you look at the amount of games that Everton draw, 10, the most in the Premier League, 9 for Spurs, the next one. They've drawn 6 away from home, Everton as well. Chelsea, you still don't really know what to do with Chelsea as a punter, do you? I mean, you look at the prices here, and the one thing that you can't really do still is back them at odds on 4-5. I'm not saying, just to clear this up again, I'm not saying Everton are a bad team. I just don't think the manager has quite got it. I think another manager with this group of players would be doing much better with them.
Yep.
But I think the draw is an attractive price at 13-5. I think, you know, I'd rather back that than Everton to win the game. I think there'll be goals. The draw on both teams to score gives you a slightly better price than just the draw, and that's 100-30.
Here's a stat for you, just before we hand it over to Derek. This one comes from Opta. Chelsea unbeaten in their last 20 Premier League matches against Everton at Stamford Bridge.
Wow.
Won 11 and drawn 9. And Roberto Martinez has lost on all 6 Premier League trips to Stamford Bridge as a manager as well.
That's a poor record for Everton, obviously. But it ain't that great for Chelsea, is it? Considering.
No, 11 and 9.
11 and 9, no. It's not fantastic if you're thinking about backing the odds on 4-5.
Yeah, that's where I'm going for the draw.
Yeah, and Chelsea, you know, on all of those occasions, I'm pretty sure Chelsea would have been above Everton. Well, you were picking holes in Everton at the start of the day by saying, you know, everyone's giving them loads of praise and Chelsea loads of stick, and yet Everton are only 4 points ahead. Yes, they're 4 points ahead and they're almost 4-1. Why? It's just wrong again. It's wrong. What have Chelsea done?
7-2. Are they changed? Or are they 7-2?
I'm sorry, 7-2. Yeah, well, it's nearly 4-1.
If anyone listened if we had listeners who tuned into this podcast the first time this year, given your accent, they would think you were an Everton fan.
I am.
So you're slagging Liverpool off at every twist and turn and Everton. Are you secretly a blue nose?
This is the time
to admit it. You can tell us all, Derek.
You know what? Blue nose absolutely despise me, right? For obvious reasons.
It's not just that.
And when I'm in the pub, and they want to come over and flatten me, I disarm them by saying how brilliant Everton are. It's a great little tactic. I don't get flattened, and now and again I win a few, Bob. Perfect. But 7-2 to win at Chelsea, it's just wrong. Chelsea 4-5. You know that's wrong, and you're trying to think, well, it's Chelsea, they might come back. But we've been saying that for 21 games, and they ain't going to come back. I mean, Costa was up to his tricks again, punched the wall in midweek in the tunnel and missed. I mean, the guy is just a clown, and I just can't have him at all. I cannot have Chelsea. I mean, how many games have they won this season? Chelsea will probably be an odds on in about, you know, more than half of them, and they've won 6 games out of 21 in the league, and we're supposed to back them at odds on to beat Everton. That is just madness. The lesson, Trepid, well, yeah, the same old advice, Everton with a start, but I'm not going to pass on Everton at 7-2 here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.